The Federal Aviation Administration has given Boeing the go-ahead to repair its 787 fleet. It's the first step toward getting the planes back in the air around the world. But investigators are still intent on getting to the bottom of the original smoke and fire incidents. Hearings are set for this week. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
The FAA announcement puts Boeing into action mode after 3 months of working on the solution to the battery smoke and fire problems that grounded the fleet. It's also a victory for Boeing, from battery crisis to solution in only 3 months. 787 Chief Engineer Mike Sinnott.
The grounding of the fleet was a very, very significant event for Boeing and for our customers, and we've worked very hard to resolve it.
The FAA decision means the repairs start now. More than 300 technicians have already fanned out to grounded planes around the world. The work on each of the 50 planes takes 5 days. Analyst Richard Abulafia of Teal Group says the FAA's approval is a major step forward.
And if they do get approval, and if it does go ahead, and if there are no problems, this will be remembered as one of the most agile and impressive responses to a crisis in jetliner history. But if it doesn't go well, they don't appear to have a backup plan. So we'll have to see.
The final okay to fly the planes won't be the end of the matter. This week, the National Transportation Safety Board holds hearings to investigate what went wrong with the original design, testing, and certification of these batteries. Boeing and manufacturers Thales and GS Yuasa will be called as witnesses. Boeing must also face regulators elsewhere in the world. Published reports indicate Japan's transport ministry is considering additional safety requirements, but nothing has been announced, and Boeing did not comment. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.